fertilizer costs quite a bit. I think it run around between $4 and $5 an acre.
Boy, you can't lose much wheat that way.
No, all the old boy used last year, see, they got rich off of them. Of course, you know how it is. Yeah. Human beings are like a bunch of sheep, but just take 1 liter. Mm-hmm. And they all went to it this year. You don't have moisture to make fertilizer work. Mm-hmm. That's all it is to it.
Yeah, if you don't, it just burns, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
Well, what would you say about a peach that started to get ripe on the tree and then stopped growing and the skin gets all wrinkled? Say it didn't get ripe, it just got all... I was wondering if that would be shriveled or swiveled.
Yeah, that's what it'd be. I'm thinking a molded drain. That's what I kept thinking.
Molded, huh?
Yeah, that's the drain when it gets wet. Mold. Mm-hmm. And the drain rail is bends.
Well, which would you call it if a peach did that?
I'd call it several. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we can maize or anything, I'll do the same thing.
That's pretty sickening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, that claiming wheat does that, it'll make about 58 tests per bushel for a good wheel test. All little good wheel run up to 6 to 1, 2, and 3 pounds per bushel.
Hmm. There's no moisture in it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You take 6 to 1, 2 is a good wheel.
What do you call these fancy covers that women put on their beds?
Bedspreads.
Mm-hmm. And then how about the one that may have material in it that's stitched in and designs? Maybe this won't be a cover.
You mean go on top of the bed?
Yeah, put it down there to keep you warm.
You mean a blanket?
No. Maybe your mother used to make these where you take odds and ends. You know what I mean.
Oh, quilts.
Yeah.
Yeah, homemade quilts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're works of art, too, aren't they?
But, you know, it used to be about all your home demonstration clubs would meet once a month, you know, and they'd talk about what they would do. They'd work on them quilts. Mm-hmm. A bunch of them used to get. They had to take a lot of time.
Yeah, we had one around the house for years. I bet that rascal weighed 20 pounds. You couldn't stand it on your bed and break your legs. You had to sleep with your feet flat.
Yeah.
You wake up tighter than you were when you went to sleep.
Now, your mom would keep all the old pieces of dresses.
Yeah.
Then make her blocks first.
Mm-hmm.
Then she would sew the blocks into each other's.
Mm-hmm.
And start from there.
Yeah, I remember all my dad's old suits went in there, too, whenever he had an old suit, which wasn't very often.
That old electric blanket, though, nowadays is about taken over, isn't it?
Oh, those are wonderful.
Much better.
We had one, but we gave it up. We had one night that was just the end of it. We had a dual control affair, and my wife turned the blanket over. I had her control, and she had mine. I was just freezing to death, and I'd reach over there and twist that thing up. She'd reach over and twist hers down, and I'd get colder, and she'd get hotter. I think we spent about 15 minutes that whole night. Hi.
Now, we got one of them dual control, but if I buy another one, I'll buy a single. A single will work just good.
Uh-huh.
Shoot. Well, I like them. They're not very heavy. They do with a lot of that weight. Sure do.
I like them, too. We got one of those feather things. What do you call those, where they're not really stitched in patterns, but they're just sort of tacked here and there?